Yo, 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 welcome back. It's the Early Birds. This is your boy Johnny Sins.
Psst. It's your boy OVO Alf.
Psst. It's your boy Schemer.
Okay, how you guys doing?
I'm doing great, bro.
By the time I post this, it's probably going to be New Year's. Why lie?
God damn, bro.
Well, I mean, yeah, we just posted one technically today.
Oh, so you're not going to post a double?
I mean, I could post a double.
I say you post a double.
All right, fuck it. We're going to post a double. We're going to treat you guys on... not Christmas. The day after Christmas. Late birthday. Late Christmas present.
Late what?
Late Christmas present. I said birthday, but I'm at Christmas.
Damn.
Oh, he's still tripping about that.
What? The off air subjects.
Yup.
Okay. Subscribe to the Patreon. We'll
we're gonna release. Post our behind the scenes shit right
release
there.
Release the exclusives.
Hold on. Can we get into what we were fucking talking about right now though?
Behind like the paywall.
Earlier.
What was earlier?
Because I really want to get into it right now. Because I think you're tripping.
As much as you're tripping. Okay.
Okay, so let me give you guys some perspective, a POV. Me and Eric were talking, and Eric's like, yeah, can I tell him what you did for Christmas?
Oh, yeah, don't go ahead.
Okay. He said, yeah, I was fucking, and then blah, blah, blah. I ate, and then I slept, and then I was fucking.
I didn't sleep, actually.
Okay, you slept after.
I didn't.
I mean, you slept through the night, nigga, right?
No, he stayed up all night.
He stayed up all night, yeah.
I swear, you haven't slept?
No.
All right. Fuck it then. He didn't sleep. Fucking cat, fucking. But all right. So he was fucking, and then he ate, and then he did his shit, and then he was fucking, and then he did something, and then he fucked again. And he fucked like 3 times a day. And then I said, damn, nigga, like, fucking endurance of a bunny over here. But then I said, if you fuck too much, you end up losing the thrill of it. And you said I was tripping.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because if you lose the thrill of it, that means you're not into it. That you're doing something wrong. You or your partner's doing something wrong. That you're not fucking with it. It's just like your music.
No.
You're not going to get tired of your music if you truly fuck with it.
Okay. Let me rephrase what I said. I don't think you lose the thrill of it, but it's not as good.
It's always
it's
good.
Not.
It's hey, always
my
good.
Music it's argument always. Was really good right now. Wow.
Eric?
It's no, always
I
good.
I think that's cap too.
No, because look, as much as me and my girl are fucking right now, it gets better every time.
No, it fucking does.
Yes, it does. I will call her right now.
Why the fuck would you call her?
Just to prove a point.
You guys just barely started dating.
Well, look, yeah, to be fair, they are in early stages.
Hold on. But you also got to remember, we used to fuck way back, too.
That was years ago, nigga.
Yeah, so we should already know how our fuck game is.
No, it's not. It doesn't work like that.
Our fuck game?
It doesn't work like that.
Nigga, what?
Well, can I give you an analogy?
Okay, let's hear.
All right. All I'm saying is... Let's say I'm eating a food that's really fucking good, and I try it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking
like
good.
Eating pizza for the first time.
Sheesh. It's never gonna be as good as that first. It's always gonna be good. Pizza's always gonna be good, but it's not gonna be as good as the first time. Now put it this way: if you eat pizza every day, you might still like it every day, but it's not gonna be as good. You're not gonna look forward to it as much because you know what's there.
Why? Yes, it is. You have the option there. So you're like, okay, that's what I like. I'm going to grab it every single time.
Yeah, so if you take a week off from pizza, you're going to be fiending for that pizza. That next week, when you went a whole week without it, it's going to taste so much better than if you were eating it every day still. Cap or not cap?
That's not cap. Okay, I'll give
that's
you that.
Cap. That's
I'll
not
give
cap.
You, but,
that's not.
But
it's like, okay, same with this Red Bull right here. I haven't drank a Red Bull in like a fucking week, bro.
Okay.
This shit right now is hitting, bro. Now, when I was drinking Red Bulls every day, twice a day, they were still good. Obviously, I was drinking them twice a day. But if I went the whole week without it, that next week after I tried it for the first time in a week, it tastes a lot better.
It tastes the same.
But
it doesn't
it feels
taste
better.
Doesn't, no,
the,
it doesn't.
But the excitement's there. The excitement of it's there. If I drink it every day, I'm not going to be as excited about it. That's how the mind works, bro.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited for a Coke every day, and I drink that shit multiple times.
Okay, what if they said you couldn't drink a Coke for a whole week?
I'd be crushed.
You'd be crushed, right?
Yeah.
But let's say it's only a week, and then once you get to that next week, they're like, all right, you could drink Coke again. Are you going to be more excited or less excited?
More?
Than if you had a Coke every day before that.
Fuck yeah, I want it every day.
Yeah, but if you couldn't, which one would you be more excited about? Or you would just be just as excited? If you say just as excited, you're fucking lying.
I guess I would be more excited.
Exactly.
Nah, I'd be just as excited. I don't give a fuck. Why am I going to be more excited? Because I already know what I'm going to get. So, nothing's going to change.
It is going to change.
No, it's not.
Yes,
the,
it is.
The flavor is going to change in this case.
The flavor is not going to change, but the circumstances, so
if you said, okay, this one's different.
Your brain likes fucking dopamine, bro. You get a dopamine rush every time you get something you like.
The chemicals in your brain.
Yes, the chemicals in your brain, nigga. The ones you don't believe in. You get a fucking dopamine rush every time you get something you like. If you keep getting that same thing that you like, you're going to just be like, oh, okay, it's just another fucking day in the office.
He's getting a dopamine rush with the Red Bull.
That just means you're getting tired of it. You're done.
You're not getting tired of it. You're getting used to it,
Because you're not excited. Exactly. Okay, I heard you.
Exactly. You're getting used to it.
Bruh. Dopamine.
You're getting used to it. That's why.
The dopamine is going through your head and you're getting used to it.
I give her a hug. I'm hard. It's like,
boing. Wait, what? wait, what?
I hug her and it goes, boing. You know what that means? I get excited every single time.
You get
time.
A fucking boner every time you hug your girl?
Damn.
See?
Damn. What the fuck?
You think he's tripping?
For that?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, how about let's take it back. Let's take it back to the first time you liked the girl and you got a hug from her and she was a baddie. Did your thing go boing or no?
Me?
Yeah.
From a hug?
Yeah.
No.
How about a kiss?
A kiss? Yeah.
A kiss?
Fuck it, but...
Hold on. Let me ask it. Let me finish. Okay. Let me finish. Sorry. The first time you got a kiss from a girl, you got a boing?
Yeah.
What about nowadays? If you get a kiss from a girl, is your thing going to go boing or no?
No.
No, why not? Because you've had it before, nigga. It's not as exciting. Yeah.
I guess.
That's like the first time. Look, that's like the first time.
I do. Because I go in for the hug and I grab the ass.
Okay, that's different. That's not a regular fucking hug, Eric.
Oh, yeah, that's not a regular that's hug not a regular. Either.
You said every time I hug my girl, yeah. Not every time I grab my girl's ass.
I'm hugging her ass.
Okay, so let's say you fucking go to hug your mom. Oh, yeah, I gave my mom a hug today. Can I take that as, oh, yeah, I grabbed my mom's ass?
Carla?
I'm going to go to your fucking house. I'm going to go ask Carla. Hey, Carla. Did your son give you a hug today?
I'm definitely going to give her a hug.
Hey, fuck you, dude. Are you in that one?
Yeah, I know I do.
But if you still... But
oh, okay. Then you're not tripping about that.
On what?
I thought you were just, you know, hugging.
Oh, no, no,
that's
no,
what
no.
you said. You no. said every time I hug my
no, hug. Yeah, that, look, yeah, because I'm hugging and I'm obviously going to reach your butt.
Oh, look, no, that's obviously not... if you grabbing her ass, then yeah, I'm pretty sure this nigga hugs his woman and doesn't... grab her butt every fucking time.
Yeah, it's called a fucking hug, bro.
Yeah, a hug and grabbing. If you don't reach for your girl's ass, you don't love her.
Huh? I didn't hear what you said, Eric.
Dígalo otra vez, güey. Otra vez.
If you don't reach for your girl's ass when you hug her, you don't love her.
That's stupid. That's stupid logic right there.
Stupid with fire.
Not really.
So you're telling me right now, if you called your girlfriend, right, your wife, sorry. If you called her right now and said, hey, if I was to hug you and reach for your butt every time, you wouldn't like that?
That's not the fucking question we're asking, Eric. We're not asking if she would or wouldn't like it.
Let's be real here, nigga. What girl wouldn't like it? That you're with.
Yeah, you right on that.
Obviously, if it's a random bitch and you do that, yeah, obviously they're not gonna fucking like
it. And obviously I do that, but I give her regular hugs and fucking Eric type hugs. I give her both hugs.
Eric type hugs? That's not a fucking hug though.
It's not, but Eric thinks like, that's a hug. I hug my girl and I get a fucking boner.
I get a boner. That's crazy. I thought you like just gave her a hug and you got a boner. I'm like, damn, you must really love her.
No, relax, relax.
That's what you said, nigga. If anybody's listening and they heard that without this context, they would think it's just a hug. Anybody in their right minds would think that.
Who the fuck thinks of grabbing ass as a hug?
Nobody. Except for Eric.
Me.
That logic isn't logicking.
It's not logicking. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck no. Now, if you said, yeah, I gave her a hug and then I reached down, then okay. That's every time. But like, giving her. You're not going to give your mom that hug.
Oh, no.
You're not going to give my boy Dracula that hug.
Facts, bro. Now, back to the topic. Back to the topic.
All right.
Eric, I know you're a fucking pothead, right? Let's be real.
No, I'm not.
Damn.
Okay, you're not a pothead. Let's say you were a pothead.
Okay.
And you smoked weed for the first time. That first time is fucking amazing.
No, it wasn't because I didn't get high on the first time. A lot of people don't get high on the first time
because they don't smoke enough.
Yeah, or like they just don't really inhale it. My first time was ass. So that's the first time getting high, nigga. Okay,
how about that? Not the first time smoking because you don't know. Who the fuck doesn't know how to smoke? That's my question.
No, it's just something that happens.
He said the first time I smoked. He said the first time I smoked weed, I didn't get high because I didn't know how to smoke.
There's a lot of people that do that, though.
How the fuck is it? That's weird.
Yeah, it's just weird.
You know, a lot of people, when they try something the first time, they have bad experiences?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, a bad experience is different. Okay, you can have bad experience from smoking too much. Who the fuck doesn't smoke enough because they don't know how to smoke the first time?
A lot of people.
Really? Like a lot of people.
You're not just going to go do something and be a fucking god at it.
I'm not going to say you're a god at it, but who the fuck... What's the complication about knowing how to fucking...
Nigga, baby. You can't inhale. You can't suck.
How can you not inhale, nigga? Y'all weird.
Have you tried smoking a cigarette? Like, obviously, if you know what a cigarette...
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Okay. That's disgusting. When you smoke a cigarette, right? You're supposed to inhale that bitch first, you know? And then people don't smoke cigarettes at first because when they do hit it, like, the first... because that's one of the reasons. Now, the exact reason why you don't get high the first time, I don't remember, right? But there is, like, an actual, like, something going on with, you know, with the chemicals in your brain
That's fucking cap.
Show
me the source, nigga, because I don't believe it.
Dopamine.
Show me the source. I don't
believe
it.
Shut the fuck up with the dopamine.
Show me. If you can find a source, I'll believe you. But until then, that's fucking cap. Because last time I remembered, you said, oh, yeah, that shit fucks up your spinal cord and you can... get a spinal injury from doing acid.
And my nigga knows all about the brain chemicals, so don't at him on
that
shit.
Don't fucking at me right now, bro. I'll be waiting, bro. We could move on for now, but let me finish my analogy right now. The first time you got high, okay? First time you got high, it was fucking craziest high, right? Like, that shit was fire. I hope.
No.
Unless you had a bad experience.
I had a bad experience.
Okay.
How about the first time you had a good experience?
A good experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But you weren't a hardcore fucking pothead then. Okay. Right? So that shit was fire. And now you're a pothead. Does that shit hit the same still? Because I fucking doubt it.
No, I need to smoke more.
Exactly.
Well, it depends. So like, if it comes down to like the plant, it's still the same amount. It still gets me high. Now it's the dispos that I don't get high off. Like yes, I get high, but I don't get as high as I did when I first smoked my first dispo.
Why not?
Because I'm used to it now.
Exactly. Same shit, bro. You get used to shit, and then you need more of it to make you feel how it made you feel the first time you fucking did it.
Hey, but to answer your question, To some people, their entire cannabinoid, cannabinoid receptor network isn't working for some reason. Ooh. So that's why some people don't get high for the first time.
There's no fucking Ooh. Shot, bro. There's no shot. Let me see that shit. Why do you keep throwing your phone, nigga?
Ooh, he said the cannabinoid sector. Okay.
You didn't mind reading the rest of that article?
It look, bro. It just said
you didn't mind reading
just
the rest.
It just highlighted.
You didn't mind reading the rest of the article. Let me. Where'd it go?
Because I didn't click on the whole article.
Where'd it go? Oh, no, 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 no. Where the fuck did it go?
Let me see it. Throw it back.
No homo.
No, he has to throw it back.
No homo.
All homo.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. Can you find that shit again? You didn't fucking read the whole article. Oh, you're trying to see. That's why I don't throw your phone. But you love throwing your fucking phone. Read the whole article when you find it.
I had that problem many times. Usually it was due to smoking the same batch for an extended time. Other times it seems that I was just in that frame of mind where nothing seemed to be good.
That's not the article, first of all.
And I clicked on the article, dumbass.
Ooh. Okay, then find Ooh. The fuck it. Then find the one that was highlighted that you didn't read the whole part
He's
of.
He's a fucking neurologist, bro. Don't at him.
Don't at me, nigga.
Dopamine. Chemicals.
Where is it, pussy?
Right here.
Okay, find it.
Not everyone gets high for the first time they try pot. Here's why.
Okay.
As stoners' milestones go, not getting high is almost as important as the first moment you finally get it right. Yup. As you may have heard, it's surprisingly common to not actually get high for the first time you try marijuana. Though this isn't the case for every newbie stoner. Even more surprising that it's not, no one's quite sure why. There are theories of course, for starters, you probably didn't totally know what you were doing. Okay, obviously, you didn't know what you're doing. Even if you think you know exactly how to roll a joint, light it,
and inhale it just right,
it still takes some practice to get it done. So it's understandable that the first time you try wouldn't be mind-blowing.
Okay, yeah, I already agreed to that one, so.
Ooh.
Some experts, okay, this is experts.
Okay.
Think there's a sensation period during which why you don't feel high. That's because THC, the psychoactive compound in cannabis, can cause your brain to increase its amount of cannabinoid receptors. You'll have to wait for your body to create enough receptors in order to feel high, which might take a couple tries.
Okay, that one's valid. Okay, you got me there. That's not even the one Shut the fuck up. That's not even the one you showed me, though.
The one I showed you? I told you I'm clicking the link, my boy.
What? Okay, no. Go. Yeah, go back to the one you showed me.
Oh, shit. This is?
Right there. Yeah, that one. Shit. Outside of the page. What does it say? What does it say?
Oh, shit. Where did it go?
That's the one I was looking for. Hold on. Because that's the one you showed me first.
It's not loading.
Medical science says that only people who are immune to the effects of cannabis are people whose entire cannabinoid
receptor Yeah, you didn't read that part. Read that first part again. That are what to cannabis?
Immune.
You know what that means, nigga? That means cannabis don't do shit to them. That doesn't mean just the first time, nigga. That means they're just immune to it.
Like, but that's why they keep smoking more.
No, because they're immune to it, you dumbass.
They're immune to it. So you don't keep smoking more?
No, you don't, because you're not going to feel anything because you're immune to it.
How are you immune to it, though?
If you've never had it.
Ooh!
You're immune to it if you smoke and it don't do shit to it. That's like being allergic to something that you didn't know you were allergic to. The first time you try, you're going to fucking, like, break out in hives and shit. You didn't know you were allergic until you had it. And you don't know if you're immune to it until you fucking try it.
What the fuck are you doing, dog?
Does that make sense? Or your fucking cannabis receptors all fucked up and your brain's fried now?
Ooh. Oh, probably both.
Okay.
I know I need to lay off the Zaw.
The cannabis receptors. Chemical reactions.
Damn. I hate this nigga.
Shit.
All right, that's it, bro.
Damn.
That's all I wanted you to read.
The neurologist. Damn, nigga.
Hey, don't at me. Talk to Dr. John at drjohn23@gmail.com.
Okay, neurologist. Why does it take longer for me to get cleaner and not you?
To get what?
To get clean, like to piss clean.
Why does it take longer for you?
Yeah.
Because you have more.
Let's say we both smoke the same amount. Why is it going to take you longer, take you faster to get clean than me?
Because I metabolize shit faster.
Uh-uh.
What do you mean? If, like, are you saying in our current states?
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Ooh, right now.
Shit. Yeah.
Because you're a bigger smoker.
Oh,
nope. Like that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If me and you smoke the exact same, right? So let's
in our whole lifetime?
In our whole lifetime. Right. Let's say I smoke a joint, you smoke a joint. We both smoking now. So let's say that. Uh-huh. One day it'll take you faster to get clean than me. Why is that?
It'll take me longer?
No, faster.
I'll metabolize.
You'll get clean faster.
I'll get clean faster?
Yeah.
That's the only reason I can think of. Because I metabolize it faster.
Oh, yeah. Because it sticks to body fat.
That's what the fucking metabolizing means.
Oh.
What do you think metabolism is?
I don't know. I forgot.
All right. Yeah.
But yeah, if the more body fat you have, the fat, the longer it'll be in your system.
Okay.
Okay. What the fuck are you doing, dog?
I'm just chilling here. What are you doing?
Oh, you know. Just hanging around. What are you doing here?
I'm just chilling, man.
All right, I'm done with this though. Let's move on to the next topic. That was my question. You guys can carry the rest of the show.
What'd you get for Christmas, Johnny?
Damn, straight like
straight,
that.
Straight like that. I don't.
So. Last few years, we've just done with my family. We've just done a Secret Santa.
Hard,
and then so we don't have to get presents for everybody, you know, type shit. Because we're not a rich family like you.
Damn lucky!
What the fuck?
I have to buy presents for everyone.
Fuck that. And then obviously my wife gets something for me, and I get something for her. So for my Secret Santa. Shout out to sister-in-law. She got me some shoe containers. The display cases, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, she got me 9 more of those to feed my addiction. And...
So she can't get mad if you buy more shoes then?
She wouldn't get mad.
I was going to say, I don't think she'd get mad.
Why would she get mad?
I don't know.
Why would she even care?
Yeah, she would go, why the fuck would she care?
Eric, can you go pick up my shoes?
From the my house? Wife didn't get them for me, nigga.
All right.
He thought he ate right now. Now my wife, she got me. Ooh, a Joe Burrow jersey. What is it called, Alfred? The material?
The Nike Vapor.
The Nike Vapor. Joe Burrow jersey. Fucking fresh, bro.
A football jersey?
Yeah, a football jersey. That's all I got.
You got a fucking man's gift.
I got a man's gift.
I'll go next since, you know, I know you have a laundry list of things you need to tell us. So, you know, I got a couple shirts. I got a bottle of Dior Sauvage.
Ooh, fire.
Okay.
Parfum?
Parfum.
Eau de Parfum or Parfum?
Parfum.
Oof. They got you that elite shit then, huh? Oh,
fuck yeah.
Fire.
I had the biggest bottle too. No Diddy.
No Diddy.
Damn, bro. Those are like $250 or some shit. Hey, they're expensive.
Shout out my mom for having the discounts.
Oh, Dillard's, huh? Well, fire, fire.
Let's see. What else did I get? I got some fucking candy. I got some gift cards.
Gift cards to where?
I know Popeyes and Taco Bell. I forgot what the other one was. Low key. But I think that's it.
Fire.
That's it. It was fire though.
That was fire?
It was fire. Oh, I got socks too.
Socks.
Socks? What kind of socks?
Nike Dry Fit.
No.
Oh.
I don't like Nike socks.
You don't like? Oh yeah, you're the one that didn't like Nike socks, huh? Yeah. Your brother likes Nike socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, your brother knows.
Fuck no. That bitches are too expensive, bro.
Well, wait, hold on. Does he like the regular, like, cotton ones, or does he like the dry fit ones?
Nah, I think he was the dry fit ones.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Whichever the ones that are, like, fucking $35.
If it's the cotton ones, he's tripping, because you could get, like, similar quality for cheap. But those dry fit ones, bro? Nah. Yeah, nah, don't be sleeping on them.
Nah, hey, low key, those dry fit ones be fire.
And they last you forever, bro. Because the regular ones, you put them in the washer once, they be fucking faded already after like the third, fourth wash.
The check mark's not there no more.
Yeah, but those dry fit ones, bro, last you forever. Trust.
I don't know. I've been tempted to buy them, bro, but I cannot justify that price.
Oh, they're comfy though, bro.
But for fucking socks, nigga.
Well, what is it? Like a six pack for $30?
It's like 35, but yeah, a six pack. Bruh.
I mean, look.
I can get a fucking 12 pack for like 18.
Are they comfy, though?
I mean, they do the job.
Nah, nigga. They're not all. Not all socks are built the same.
Oh, I know they're not, because these bitches rip.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I'll think about it. Maybe one day. One day in life.
I remember one day in life.
I remember my broke days. I used to have ripped socks all the time.
No, like now.
Don't you still do?
Now I just fucking.
No?
The dry fit ones? No, they don't rip, bro.
No, they don't?
No.
Hell yeah.
Well, not for me at least.
No, that's why I just buy some cheap ass socks. But maybe one day. When I'm rich like Eric.
Shut the fuck up.
Fire though, fire.
Alright, low key, I think that's it. So,
alright, let's see. Go. So I got some Nike socks, the dry fit ones.
Okay.
Damn, already?
Yeah.
Already expensive.
So that's, and then the Black Ops 6.
You got Black Ops 6?
Yeah.
Fire.
New controller.
Damn. PlayStation 1 controller. That's already like $150.
These three like car scents. I forgot which ones they were, but they're
air
like
fresheners?
They're air fresheners. They're like in like little jars, and they like you tip them over to like take over like the con or some shit. They're pretty badass.
I don't know what.
They sound expensive though.
They sound expensive. They sound bougie.
Those are the $8 ones.
Bro, yeah, I think so.
Not the $1.50 ones.
Let's see. A little 12 pack of Ferreros.
Oh, fire.
Fire.
What?
Ferrero Rocher chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's expensive.
Dude, I know. That's exactly what I told my mom. I'm like, you got me this one? I'm like, this bitch is expensive. I'm like, hell yeah, thank you.
Nasty too.
Okay, hold on. Side note. And then you can get back to it. Ferreros or those Lindor chocolates?
Oh. Choose one.
I was having a debate. I like both, but
I like both too. It depends on what, like, which one you're talking about. For the,
I like the just the milk chocolate.
Just the milk chocolate, because those ones are bomb. And I did compare them because my girl's brother did have some, so I traded them chocolate for chocolate. I don't know. I'm still going Ferrero.
I'm going Lindor.
All right.
Anyways, sorry, Alfred.
Let's see what else.
I like cheap chocolate.
Oh, you like cheap chocolate, but you give me shit for my low tier candies? Fuck you, Alfred.
Nah, nigga, but nah, I suck a dick. I pussy. Like cheap chocolate, but good chocolate. I don't like no low tier bullshit.
That's a whole oxymoron right there, bro.
Nah, nigga.
Cheap chocolate, but good chocolate?
I like cheap chocolate like fucking M&M's.
Okay, that's valid.
Twigs.
And then like three kisses, the Hershey's kisses. And then, okay, I got two of the same shirts only because the homie that the driver who fucked up. Yeah, he fucked up. Okay. Yeah. So the UPS driver put it like in the little box that they have for like for apartments and shit, right? And I guess he put it in the wrong one or something. And sorry, someone else took the box. And so she's like, yo, what the fuck? So she waited 2 days and then she emailed Nike.
She emailed?
She emailed. Yeah, I don't know exactly who she emailed, but she emailed.
Stupid as fuck. My nigga said emailed. No.
Cost tonight will be the night. She emailed someone.
Yo, what the fuck company. Do you say it like that, my nigga? Hold
emailed?
On.
Say I don't shit know. Again? Emailed?
No, emo? Emo'd.
Oh. Yeah, so she emailed someone, some company, I don't know which one, but pretty sure it was just Nike. And they're like, yo, someone's took our packages. The fucking UPS driver fucked up. So like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll send you the other one. And they gave her 10% off and her cash back, I think. Mm-hmm. So when the new shirt came in, the other shirt came. The person turned it in. Oh. So I have two of the same shirts.
Fire.
That's fire, yeah.
Wait, so the Nike shirts?
Yeah.
Damn. That's another city right there.
No, they were 30. No, they were 30 bucks.
That's why. That's another city.
Oh yeah.
And then you got two.
Hmm? Yeah.
Because you got two. Shit.
And then let's see what else. My mom gave me well, this one's more of like a present for the both for me and my girl. It was a blanket. Like a fat blanket. Was not Minky, not Minky. No, it wasn't Minky. And then she gave us $100 gift card to TJ Maxx. And then I got some cologne.
What cologne?
Burberry the Hero.
That's another one.
The three piece, yeah.
Oh, you got the gift set?
Yeah.
Jerick. No mames, way.
Jerick already has fucking like $5 of worth of gift. God damn.
Is she okay, Eric? This is the fucking exact reason why I do Secret Santa, nigga. Cause there's no way I'm gonna be buying everybody a fucking gift that expensive.
Alright, let's hear what else.
No, that's it.
No, that's a lot, though.
He said, all right, what else? No, that's all I believe.
Nah. What did you get from Granny Mae?
Nah, she didn't give me nothing.
What?
She didn't give you the 300 like she gave you last year?
She didn't give me 300, nigga. Relax.
Yeah,
that was it.
Eric.
It was a good Christmas.
Don't you mean, oh yeah, this was a light Christmas for me?
No, this was a good Christmas.
I'm used to breaking a K. Damn, sick.
That's crazy. But that's a little light for you, bro.
That is a light for you. Hella light for you.
Last year, that was a lot. No, nah,
yeah, last year, they got me a fucking car, a boat, a mansion.
Yeah. Fucking personal sex slave. Like, fuck, dude. Got everything, bro.
I do feel like this is this year I got the most, but I appreciated the most this year.
Oh, my nigga is fucking grateful.
Yeah,
he's being mindful this year.
Yeah, you're finally grateful.
Yeah,
damn, that's crazy.
It took him 27 years.
26.
My bad, 26. I forgot we're the same age.
I'm fucking grateful. I'm grateful for all my fucking gifts.
Oh, God, bro.
Small or large, no ditty.
Bro, I got my girl a fucking t-shirt and a perfume. Loki, I felt like a bitch because I feel like the jersey cost more than both of those combined.
What perfume was it?
It was a Versace.
Yeah.
Versace Poor Femme.
Yeah.
It was a blue Dylan blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
That jersey was probably more.
Yeah. And a t-shirt. And hey, a t-shirt.
Hey, hold on. Huh? Did she get it online?
Huh?
Did she get it online?
Did she get what?
Did she get it online?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was more expensive?
It'll definitely be more expensive.
Well, because she told me. Because she told me she was going to go get it. And she's like, yeah, you were at work. And I went to get your gift. And I literally just went there. Got it in like 1 minute and left. It was so easy. So I know she went. But she kept me in like suspense as to what it was. Fucking opened it yesterday. I'm like, bro. How the fuck is she going to get me a more expensive gift?
That's how it should be.
Well, because I fucking...
You're telling me, dog, my fucking girl went $100 over budget. I barely hit budget. I was like, fuck. Shame.
Well, I went to the store because I wanted to get one like a couple months back. And I fucking saw and they were $185, bro.
Yeah. The vapor ones, they're like $180. The game ones are $130.
Yeah, they were like $180. I'm like, nah, that's fucking crazy.
They're expensive.
Do you guys have a budget every year?
Nah.
Just however much then?
Yeah, whoever can outdo whoever.
Oh, my girl definitely did outdo me on this one.
I feel like it's more fun like that.
Yeah. Wait, without the budget?
Yeah.
The only time we do budget is for the Secret Santa. And that's because, I mean, you don't want somebody getting a fucking pair of $5 slippers and then somebody gets a $100 pair of shoes, you know?
We did do Secret Santa with my mom's side of the family, you know, all my cousin shit. Mm-hmm. I got a emergency roadside kit.
What the fuck?
Hey, it's pretty badass, right? So it has like what the fuck is it? Jumping cables for sure. And a wrench and sockets. Just a little, small little roadside.
It was a Secret Santa or a fucking
secret.
That's pretty badass.
It was, bro, because you never know when you need that bitch.
Yeah, it's badass.
It seems more like a, what's it called? Seems more like a white elephant gift. No?
No.
So they're like, okay, I have Eric. This is what Eric would like.
No, it's because this year what we did, I don't remember who found it, but there's like a website that we found and you just send the link. I'm like, all right, motherfuckers, you join this. Mm-hmm. And then you put in whatever you like.
Yeah, a wish list.
Yeah, a wish list. And then it was like a $50 minimum.
Yeah, that's what we did too. It was on Elfster.
Yeah,
Elfster. Same one? Yeah. Oh, yeah, bro. That's fucking sick. Okay.
And I put like Nike socks on there, like a whole bunch of Nike shit on there. I was like, whatever. You know, like these motherfuckers are going to buy it. So like, whatever. Yeah, I just get one of the little roadside assistants. It was pretty badass.
That was pretty sick, bro. I fuck with it.
Can't Alfred, stand this motherfucker. You don't fuck with
Alfred
it.
Alfred is so toxic, bro.
What?
You're like a... Today, nigga, you're a silent hater.
I'm not hating you.
Like, there's outright haters like me. Like, I just be letting that shit known. And there's those silent haters.
Nah, nigga, I ain't hating, bro.
Mysterious
the roadside,
niggas.
The roadside assistant kit was badass.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, yeah, no.
And is I that forgot okay? Too. Is that what I said or is that what Eric said? Because you keep repeating that shit. And I know you talking shit on one of us.
That's what I said.
No, one of us had to have said it.
No, and then I forgot. I got a 400 shirt, too.
A 400 shirt?
Yeah. A green one? Yeah, that shit looking
badass. Wait. This year?
Yeah.
That's another 30 right there.
That really is.
Actually, nah. It wasn't. It was actually. It was actually 10. They were half off.
$10?
Yeah. They were half off. They were half off. Fool. This one was half off. This was like 10. Oh yeah, actually, yeah, 15.
Oh, huh? I was gonna 15. Say half off of 30 is fucking 15. Unless it was 20.
No,
dude, no, they're 30.
Okay. Yeah, they're 30. No, and do you remember that white shirt I got? The 444.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the homies from work said, "Hey, I like your shirt. Do they have it in black?" I said, "Yeah, they do." He said, "I'm gonna go get it." I said, "I fucking copycat." Okay. He went to go get it in black. It's not as nice. It looks better in white.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sheet.
Yeah.
Fire.
Okay, can I ask a question?
What's up?
How does Secret Santa work?
Yes, okay, so...
Or the Elfster.
Huh? You want to know how the Elfster works or Secret Santa in general?
I understand that, you know, the Elfster, whatever shit.
Secret Santa?
How does Secret Santa work?
Okay, so
does it get revealed at the end who is
yeah, Secret Santa? Yeah, so Secret Santa works. If you could either do it online or do it like in person, right?
So like go on.
If you were to do it in person, you would put like everybody's name on like a
in a bowl or a cup, whatever,
and you'd fold it up, and everybody would grab a name. Okay, whatever. And then whatever name they drew is the person they have to get that gift for. But nobody knows who until the day of.
Oh.
And if you draw your own name, then you fucking put it back and draw a different name.
Oh. Yeah.
But Elfster chooses it for you.
Yep.
And then it makes you choose like the shit that you like.
That's easier online though, because you can make a wish list, and mm-hmm. your Secret Santa could be like, "Oh, this nigga wants this."
Yeah. or if it's like way, or if it's way expensive, damn, this nigga wants this. This fool tripping.
Yeah. It sets your budget, and if you look at it and you're like, "Damn, this shit's like $50 over budget," tripping.
Damn.
Yeah, but like for us, our minimum was at least $50 minimum. Yeah, so that's why that way, okay. like let's say if we did one like us three, and I got his a fucking like a bullshit $5 gift, and he got me a like a $100 gift. Yeah, no, it's at least a minimum $50. No.
Yeah, like I had my for a Secret Santa, I had my sister, and she had her wish list, and I was trying to get her this one that was like close to the price range, but it wouldn't have arrived on time. So I was like, fuck. So I got her the cheaper one, which was like $25. But it was a $55 budget. So I'm like, fuck it. I get her the $25 gift and a $25 gift card. That way it fucking adds up.
Damn.
Fuck, this year was expensive, man. Fuck.
Me?
No, for me. It was expensive this year to pay.
Oh, buy gifts?
Yeah, fucking.
Fuck yeah.
Bought my mom a purse. And my dad a wash, bro. Fuck.
What kind of purse?
Kate Spade.
Oh, fucking Kate, Eric.
The fuck is that?
You should have just went all out and got her a fucking Louis V.
Nah. I was actually going to do that last year or 2 years ago, but no, she doesn't like Louis V.
How the fuck you not like Louis V?
She doesn't like big name brands like that.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense. Have you seen that fucking video of this guy? He got her wife. Fucking like brand new SUV, fucking nice, right? I don't remember what it was, but it was nice. And then she's like, "What is this?" It's like, "I wanted to Escalade."
Damn.
What was it, Tahoe?
You gave me a fucking Land Rover.
It was like, okay, it's like
a Range Rover. I don't want a fucking Range Rover.
Yeah, so it was like around the same price range, right?
Yeah,
like compared to an Escalade. But he got her this other car, and she's like. It's like, take that shit back. Like, return it now. I wanted an Escalade. I'm like, damn.
Bitches be bonkers, bro.
Oh, my God, bro.
How can you be with a bitch like that, bro?
That's like if my girl was like hella rich, she hit the fucking lotto, and I asked her for an M4, and she got me a fucking Supra. Like, imagine, bro.
No, I'd actually really respect that. I would really respect that.
Oh, no, fuck no.
Fuck yeah, what the fuck?
You'd be mad?
Huh?
You'd be mad? Let's say you asked for a fucking... Yeah, no,
are
like...
Are you saying respect of not being mad? Or being mad?
Being mad. Like... Or no, not being mad. Because...
Oh, yeah. We're all on the same page.
Yeah. I was going to say, fuck, you'd be mad if you got a car?
No, hell no.
Nigga, you could give me a brand new fucking Mini Cooper and I'd be appreciative of that shit.
So I'm saying, like, let's say you fucking offered, let's say you asked for a fucking Scat Pack. That shit's like 40 grand, brand new. And then she's like, oh, she's like, they didn't have a Scat Pack, but I got you a fucking 5.0 Mustang.
Fuck. I'd fuck with it. Fuck yeah.
You know?
Dude, fuck yeah. That's crazy. I hope he divorces that bitch. Was he married there?
Yeah, they were married, bro.
I hope he divorced that bitch hard, bro. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, it's fucked.
This is kind of off topic of Christmas a little bit. Are we done with this topic?
No, keep going, bro. You good.
Oh. Okay.
Just keep going, King.
Okay.
Yeah, King.
So, speaking of like toxic women like that, right?
Right.
Okay. I don't know if you guys know. You know who Travis Hunter is?
Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter. Football player?
Yeah, the wide receiver, cornerback of the Buffaloes.
Yes.
Okay. He's a football player, right? In college right now.
Okay.
He's going to go to the NFL draft. He's probably going to get drafted hella high.
Okay.
Right? He has a fiance that he's been with for like 6 years, 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's done some like questionable shit.
Very questionable.
To the point where it's like, why the fuck is this nigga even with her? So put it this way. Do you know what the Heisman Trophy is?
No.
I fucking hate her. All right. Basically, the Heisman Trophy is like a very honorable trophy in like college sports.
Okay. It's like the Player of the Year award.
Player of the Year for college. Plus like being a good, you know, person outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this nigga won it. And his bitch was there with him, right? He won it. And all his family stood up. They were cheering for him. This bitch was still sitting down. Just chilling after he won that shit.
What a bitch.
Right, yeah. It took his coach to fucking tell this bitch, get the fuck up.
Oh.
Right? And then she finally got up. Then, new pictures surfaced that this bitch used to be a party girl. And the crazy thing is, it said that this nigga, Travis Hunter, would drive her to these parties. He didn't party. Like, he didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he doesn't do nothing.
Mm.
So he would drive her to these parties, wait in the fucking car while she's in there partying, and then he would wait till she came out and drove her home.
Tripping.
Yeah, I was reading about tripping. That too. That shit's crazy, bro. He's a fucking cuck.
And yo. then the questionable shit is, she's like a music video model. Right, because she's in this music video of this fucking local rapper where they're
Big
from.
T?
I didn't know who the fuck it was, but basically, there's a screenshot of this nigga giving her an Eric hug. Ironically,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's a picture, it's a screenshot, and he's giving her an Eric type hug.
I hate this dude. Hey, this fucking dude.
But this nigga claims they're madly in love and he's been with her so long that doesn't matter.
No, that's crazy.
Do you
bro.
Think he's in the right?
Nah,
hell no.
Would you do that?
Nah, hell no. The fuck?
Bro needs better.
He's right. He does need
bro,
better.
Bro does need better, bro.
This is so stupid. Because I see the picture of him grabbing that bitch's ass. And then it said the caption, Travis waiting in the parking lot for her.
I'm fucking dead. That's fucked.
Oh, that's fucked. Yeah,
he seems like a good dude too, though, bro. Yeah, like, that's the crazy part.
No,
That's probably some kind of fucking trauma bond there.
It's like, what the fuck is his name? Adam 22? With his wife,
okay, no, but porn star? That's different. Let me tell you why that's different. Because Travis is actually a likable dude. I think he's like, I don't know. He's like an actual victim. Adam 22 fucking knew she was a whore.
And look, to be fair, wasn't she a porn star before she even got with
him? Was she?
Yeah, she was.
She was already a porn star. And look,
that's what I'm saying. He already knew that she was fucking.
He already knew that she was fucking. At the end of the day, he does let her fuck. But I mean, look, if there's any nigga who I think would be in that situation, it's your ass. Because at the end of the day,
please clarify you're talking about Eric.
I could see how you fucking, how you find that as a reward. Because look.
Hold on. Me doing the fucking or letting her doing the fucking? Because if she doing the fucking, hell no. What the fuck? No, fuck you. No. Why the fuck is she sucking another nigga's dick? No, fuck no.
I'm sick.
Hold on. Mind you. Mind you, she's bringing another bitch.
I don't give up.
And you guys are having a threesome.
I don't give up.
She's fuck. Letting you fuck all these porn stars. And the thing is, I don't think he would have all those porn star bodies on her without her. So look. Is, you know, fucking just as many as her.
I don't give a fuck. You're not fucking another dude.
Hold on. So this is a situation where you're okay fucking another bitch, but she can't fuck another dude. That's fucked up, bro.
That's not equal.
That is not equal.
So you can fuck another bitch, but she can't fuck another dude.
Nah.
Make it make sense, my nigga.
No, at the end of the day, I can't do it.
No?
Nah.
Okay, what if she gets fucked by a bitch with a strap on?
See, that's different.
How is that different?
Because it's not a real winky.
Oh, so you would let it happen?
If she was fucking to fuck another girl, yes, but for another guy, fuck no.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question before you fully answer this. Let's say she's like, Eric, babe, let's have a fucking threesome, right? And it's you, her, and then she's like, oh yeah, it's another bitch. You show up, this bitch is like, has a strap on, and she's a lesbian, and she's usually the top. Are you still fucking?
Me?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Are you still letting her fuck?
Letting her get fucked
by the
lesbian?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Even though she's like a man, like, you know.
No,
like
because entirely it's not a real guy.
Okay, let's say somebody that wants to be a man, like.
Yeah.
Like young ma, nah.
No?
You're not letting it happen?
Nah.
But she's a bitch, it's not a real winky?
Yeah, nah. She's a bitch still.
Yeah, but that's a wannabe nigga, so nah.
That's what I said, though.
No. But young ma, so like, okay, let's bring it back to your clarification last year, okay?
Yeah.
Baddie, but she has a strap on. My girl can fuck her, but she's not going to go fuck young ma.
But she's still a girl.
Yeah, it's still a girl.
Okay, what if it's an ugly bitch? Does that make a difference?
I thought once upon a time you said just because... I'm not going to finish it, but once upon a time, you had some logic.
What's his logic?
You had some logic that I'm not going to repeat.
Repeat it, pussy.
But I thought repeat you it, pussy. Said basically that a girl's still a girl at the end of the day. So young ma fucking your girl, that means she's getting fucked by a girl still.
Yeah,
young
right.
Ma don't got a winky.
You're right.
So you let young ma go to town on your girl?
I That's a serious question.
Why laughing?
Or let me give you a different.
Why laughing? Why you laughing? Huh? Is that funny? Why laughing?
Let me give you a different human being here. Our once upon a time, our ex homie. Okay. Our ex homie, your girl. They end up meeting. It's like, yeah, you said I could fuck girls. Well, I found a girl.
Is that homie? I changed my answer. Then she's what? Not allowed to fuck another girl unless I'm in it.
Okay, as a threesome. What if you're in it?
A threesome? Fuck no! Don't bring that fucking person here. Don't bring fucking young mom. What the fuck?
Okay, so unless you're in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what if you're in it and it's a baddie, but the baddie has a strap on?
Yeah.
She's using that strap on you. Both of y'all sucking my dick, but she's using a strap on you.
So you're gonna let her take the strap on?
Yeah, we'll double team her.
Okay, I have another question. Another question, bro.
That's crazy.
Another question. What if it's the other way around? Dude becomes a chick. Baddie. Like, baddie chick.
I'm fucking sick.
And then he comes. You know, obviously you can't simply cut it off.
Fuck yeah. Hey, nigga, get off. No, fuck you, dog.
But he's a bitch now.
No.
Nah?
Nah.
Not letting it happen?
Nah.
Why not?
Because I ain't going to let my girl get fucked by another dude.
That's a bitch, though. Like, in the streets,
I don't give a fuck if you're not born female.
Oh, you're going to get canceled right now.
Get me canceled because I don't give a fuck. But she's not getting fucked by another he, her.
So you wouldn't be at 22?
Nah.
Even if you have the chance to?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay, you wouldn't even think about it?
So nah. So you say Young Ma's out of the question?
Young Ma's straight out of the question. Fuck why? Young Ma. Nah.
She's a girl still.
Nah, because if we're going to have a threesome, I want to make sure I want to have fun too. Nah. Well, what's up? What's up, Young Ma? And I get here with her. What's good, Eric? What you doing? I don't want niece, nigga.
Oh, I'm sick.
But it's a girl at the end of the day.
Nah.
No love for your young mom?
Nah.
Yellow boy, LA Lakers.
Nah.
Damn.
Why are you?
Hell no, dude. TBH, no.
Johnny?
No, fuck no. But you're different.
Yeah, but you're different. That's the thing. You know, you go out of your way to get a threesome.
You be doing some questionable shit, Eric. Yeah. So you're the one that would do it.
That's why you would do it. You would have the balls to do it. But see, look, all I said was the girl taking it, not you. Why should that matter? Why should that matter if Young Ma going to town on your girl? At the end of the day, she not doing a dude. In your own words.
Facts.
Because she's doing a wannabe dude, and that ain't happening.
Yeah, wannabe means that they're fake, though.
Yeah, they're fake, but they want to be. Dudes. But they want to become a real nigga at the end of the day. So that ain't happening.
Yeah,
because what if Young Ma becomes a real nigga? Then that ain't. Nah.
How is Young Ma gonna become a real nigga?
Hey, Young Ma, what money? Young Ma pulling in the money. I don't know if she does. She is not. But if Young Ma pulling in that money, you know Young Ma.
What, she's gluing a dick to her or what?
She getting that shit stapled, stitched on, everything.
Hey, yo. Oh,
yellow boy, LA Lakers. Damn.
Young Ma, if you're listening to this, you ain't fucking my girl. And I am not sorry.
Crazy. Alright. Let's move on.
Move on?
Let's move on. I want to ask you a question, Eric. Nah, dude, he was scared, bro.
Hey, look at kind of ever know. Let's hear it.
You stay on. No, I was just kidding, bro. I really don't have a question for you.
Oh, I got a question for Ellen.
Oh, what's up?
So if your girl tells you, I want to have a threesome, but with another girl, you and another girl, are you going to do it then?
Am I going to do it?
Yeah. Like, are you going to say, yeah, okay, let's do it, or no? Or you're going to say, nah, I'm cool, I'm chilling.
How bad is this bitch, bro?
Let's say you have to approve.
Nah, then of course he would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. If I gotta approve, hell yeah. If she's a baddie, let's go.
Okay. What if... what if she said, take it or leave it?
Yeah, yeah, take it or leave it.
You know who it was, but she said, take it or leave it.
Oh, but okay, no. Let's say they're not as attractive as her.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
If they were as attractive as her.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about you, Alf?
Me?
Yeah.
Nigga, it depends who it is, dude.
Take it or leave it. They're not... There's just as attractive.
Look, if she alright, then fuck it, I guess. But it's just like, TBH, bro, if it's some bitch that I don't like, I don't know how I feel about that. You know?
My life.
Like,
hey, sunshine.
Am I taking the 50-year-old? Nah.
Let's say that the old grandma bitch from the bush.
Oh, the granny? Fuck yeah. Hey, low key, she look like she go crazy, bro.
Oh, I'm sick.
No, fuck yeah.
No, bro, you don't understand, dude. This fuck.
Bro, you missed out on that shit, dog.
This fucker and your boy Chewy got lap dances from this fucking old lady. Your boy Chewy paid $100, $150.
My nigga got that premium private room with her. That's how fire she was, bro.
No way.
She's fire.
I remember she bit my ear, bro. Oh, dude, it was fire.
That shit wasn't fire.
She bit your ear?
Yeah, it was like, weird, but it was fire, bro.
Old lady?
Yeah. And
look, put it this way. She had to at least...
50s?
No, she's probably, let's say, like mid-late 40s.
Okay.
She's a little older. She wasn't old. Like, put it this way. She was a little
wrinkly.
She wasn't too wrinkly, and she didn't have like gray hair and shit like that. But like, you know, line her up compared to all the other dancers. Yeah, she's the veteran.
She was. Sure. She was
the veteran. I'm sick.
Hey, but do you remember the one that started doing the pull-ups?
Was the bitch that did pull-ups?
Yeah. So this bitch climbed herself all the way up the pole and went up to like the ceiling. She started doing pull-ups.
Hey, those bitches are training for Mr. Olympia or something. Bro.
Hey, I'm dead. But she did have an ankle monitor on her.
Oh, that's ghetto as hell.
Yeah.
Cheap dances.
Cheap ass dances, bro.
She what?
Those were cheap ass dances.
Oh. How cheap?
$20.
$20. Oh, but you can't smack ass.
It's cheap compared to everywhere else. Especially depending on who you got. Oh, yeah.
$20. 20 buckaroos.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't know. I think we need to take Johnny there for the one time.
I think I'm past my prime, buddy.
Dude, we haven't been there, though.
In a hot minute.
5 minutes, dude. 5 hours.
I remember you guys used to go every week.
Fuck no, we did.
For a time, crazy. Yeah.
Well, my homie went to that Southern Exposure one. He said, "Yeah, bro, I want so bad." So I'm like, "Oh yeah, the dance is cool." No, they don't give dances. I'm like, "Ah, oh, why the fuck you do pay?" And he goes, "They do showers." I'm like, "What the fuck?
They do what?
Showers.
What is that?
Like she just gets in the shower and then acts like all sexy and shit.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gay."
And he was like, "Yeah, it was pretty cool." And I'm like, "Nah, bullshit." I'm like, "You can't smack no ass. You can't touch no titties." I'm like, "Dog, you need to go to the kitty."
Not the kitty. I'm sick.
Kitty. Oh,
no, man. This one homie told this girl that I work with that I own a strip club. She's like, "Eric, what strip club do you own?" I said, "Oh, he's not a kitty. It's on Main Street in Salt Lake."
stupid as fuck.
Or just buy a car dealership. I'm like, why you want to be a stripper? She's like, oh, I've actually been thinking about it. I need some extra money. I'm like, let me know. Come in at this time and we'll audition you.
Oh, I'm sick.
The auditions.
Yeah. Wait, how does that work, bro? Like, do you actually have to audition?
No, you actually really do. Yeah, you like, really we do. Got the whole breakdown. Yeah, they literally come in there. It's like earlier in the day, yeah. And they like have to show them like moves, and basically they need to show them how much like sex appeal they have, mm-hmm. And then they'll basically have a trial run for like a night, and if they don't, it's like they have to garnish a certain quota in order to like make it.
Oh,
yeah. It was like 20. Was it like 25%?
Yeah, they have to make a certain amount.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with how much we were going there.
How much do they pay being one of the people that hires? Asking for a friend.
Low key, I don't know.
Is the owner?
To be honest, dude, you could, what's it called? You could tell me that was a family business and I believe it.
Oh.
But it was crazy. They must make hella money because fucking all four of those niggas had Hellcats.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You could outrun one of them.
No, what the fuck are you trying to say here?
Oh, one of the homies is in a wheelchair.
Oh, I'm sick. That's fucked.
Yeah. But no, like as far as all the niggas there, they low-key look like they're either homies or they're related. Because, like, the DJ there, it's the same fucking DJ, ticket nigga.
The same people. It's just always the same people.
It's always the same people. And then the thing is, I don't know. It must be a straight business. Because they do garnish. They garnish, like, I think 150 from every bitch.
Dang.
Sorry guys, my laptop died again. Part 5.
Well, yeah, the only reason why I hated the kid is they would upcharge you. The dance supposed to be 35, and they'd be like, you sure you don't want a tip? Or the fuck, give us like another $5 tip, and they still take it.
Hold on, I'm kind of like uneducated in this area. Is it like, is tipping dancers like tipping a waitress? Like it's like frowned upon if you don't do it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, but the thing is like it depends on who it is, like, because in my opinion the fucking dancers should get the tips. Yeah. You should be tipping the dancers harder.
Wait, who's the one getting the tip then?
No, like the dancers get the tips too, but it's just the thing is like they ask you to tip too much and then they ask you to buy shit too.
The dancers?
Like, no. It's for the dancers, for the bartenders.
But who asks you for the tip?
The bartenders usually.
Oh, okay,
yeah, because at like the Bush,
yeah.
When you say, "Hey, let me get a dance," you'll give them the money.
The bartender.
Yeah. No. The stripper.
Or the stripper.
Okay, but then at the kitty, you say, "Let me get a dance," and they're like, "Oh, okay, hey." And then they'll take you over to the front, and you pay the bartender.
Yeah, you pay the bartender, and then the bartender has the audacity to ask you for a tip.
And they'll take it regardless, if you say yes or no.
Yeah.
Even if you say no, they'll just
still keep it. Is that
legal? No, they won't. They won't, like, take it from you. But, you know, they'll definitely, like, talk shit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, tipping the bartenders, I think is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if you're in a bar, then yeah, sure, fine. But it's just like, just for them to take your money to set up the dance? Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, or when you go to change your fucking money, your 20s into 1s. Oh, yeah, no. Hey, you're going to give me a $5 tip? No. Okay, well, here's 3. It happens. It happens to me a lot.
Oh, they give me the change. They just say, they just tell me I'm broke.
No.
I'm like, yeah, you're right.
This place is taking all my money, so of course. We were really going there a lot.
No, it was fun for like the span of it. But it's just, you know what's funny though? is after a while, I went there just to go talk to fucking Gina.
Oh, yeah, you did? Yeah,
like, Gina. I never really got dances. I never really tipped. I was just talking to her.
All yeah, I remember. Damn, bro, how many dances did you get? No, I was just talking. I was just talking to Gina. No. Back then. Yeah, I was just talking to Monet.
that's her dancer name,
right? Yeah, dancer name. Yeah, because when we invited her to my birthday party,
yeah,
a few years back, yeah, I knew her as Monet, not as Gina, as Monet.
And then it so happens that her cousin's name is Monet.
Yeah,
what? She took her cousin's name as her dancer.
Yeah, because I remember when I met her cousin, she's like, "Yeah, my name's Monet." I'm like, "Oh, you have the same name?"
Oh, heck yeah. And then no.
She's like, "No, she stole that. She stole my name for herself." I'm like, "Oh,
Loki, hard."
But yeah, no, I don't know. It was a fun little, you know, span of time that was.
That sounds fire.
Like it was fun, you know. Am I gonna tell you that I have like the ganas to go now? Not really, but I mean, fuck it. I can't even remember the last time we went. It's been a fat ass minute.
Fat minute.
Fat minute.
But yeah.
So is that all?
Huh?
Is that all?
What?
Is that all?
Oh.
Me friend.
Yeah. That's it. That's all we got for today, guys.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Alright guys, if you like this, go listen to our other episodes. Please like, share, and subscribe.
Hey, but low key though, share.
Like, share, and subscribe.
We'll bring you guys more content.
Yeah,
more shit for the Patreon.
Exclusive content even. Yep. Type beat. If we get 1,000 subscribers, we'll start an OnlyFans. Let us know.
Hey, no Diddy.
I got you.
No Diddy. But Eric is going to be the main guy here.
Shit.
Yep.
Hey, yo. Hey, no. All right.
That's what's
we'll see y'all next episode. Peace out.